Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, friend, podcast host, friend to you, wanted to give to you so badly the best of what I've learned and earned and returned in the past 20 years of being in this beautiful, beautiful world of reading, of leading, of joining, of doing things at a high level, failing hard, succeeding hard at the same time, going through the darkness, going through the light, and just organizing my life so that I can become a greater instrument of authenticity, of generosity, compassion, love, and courage. And that's what I'm here to teach you. This is a podcast where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. So ultimately, you can show up, grow up, get up, and step up. You can shut up, gut up, and strut up to the highest version of yourself on a consistent basis. So you're continually growing, continually giving, continually being a better person, and giving the best to this world, because the world definitely needs it. And at the end of the day, once you do that, you inspire others to do the same and breathe life into other people and give them permission to do the exact same. Because that's what it's all about. That's what we're all about, and that's why we do this show. So thank you for joining us, whether you're listening to this live, in your car, at home, working out, or passively on iTunes or Facebook, whatever it is. It is an absolute joy that we get to serve you this way on this podcast. So thank you. And today's podcast, before I even start on this, today's podcast is my power partner in crime, my power partner in rhyme. Cameron, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I'm feeling very good. Just got done watering all my plants. The sun is out. It was a full moon last night or the night before, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. It's honestly, for me, it's the little things that pump me up. And those little things seem so big to me. Like the way I can literally go to the store and eat a banana that was grown like across the world. You know, the fact that I could eat an avocado that you can't grow year-round in Canada. All the things I have access to. And not to mention, man, as a musician, as a filmmaker, the gear I use would be millions of dollars. What we're doing, live streaming,
20 years ago,
would be,
for sure.
A million-dollar process. But here, everybody can do it, and it's free. You can go out and you can spread your message as much as you want. And I just... A lot of people say we're living in the most hectic, most violent age, whatever. But really, it seems like what Ralph Smart says all the time, which is we're living in the age of abundance. Yeah. So you're talking about how we're all filthy rich. I feel rich every day, man. I really do, honestly. I have two big cups of water with me. Yeah. I drink this thing, which is like a super juice full of greens, like a bunch of powdered greens. Like, man, some people just eat rice every day. Like, it's I feel really, really grateful. I feel really, really thankful, and I'm not taking it for granted one bit.
In fact, dude, I don't even have to do this podcast. Continue, man. That's what it's all about. Knowing what you have and you have access to. And the fact that, as you said, 20 years ago, people doing these podcasts wasn't available to us, that in order to actually produce a show like this would cost thousands and thousands of dollars and have so many different people editing and filming and producing and directing, all these things. But now, we are first time in history where the whole globe has access to the same information, whether it be spiritual-based or business-based or socially-based. I mean, right now there's 2 billion people on Facebook right now. Think about that. That's like almost half the whole entire population. And once we all get online, we're all going to have access to the exact same information, which is going to be such an amazing thing, because the acceleration of expansion, of growth, of upgrading our consciousness and sharing of wisdom and sharing of knowledge and sharing of our resources, of our love, is going to be so much more accessible to people around the world. And people from Africa can be listening to this, or China or Australia could be listening to this. Just like I could be listening to anyone's podcast or listening to anyone's videos or anything like that from anywhere in the world. So yeah, we are living in an age of abundance. But the truth of the matter is, we are in abundance depending on our mindset, whether we are in a scarcity or abundance mindset. Because as you said, you're rich because you can drink water. You're rich because you have that powder. You're rich because of the fact that you have a home. You're filthy rich because you've got a bed to sleep in every night. and you've got four walls around you that keep you warm at night, either in the wintertime or keep you cool because you have an air condition, right? And then, you know, that overly used term, you know, first world problems. I remember I was talking to someone the other day about them going on vacation for like 3 or 4 weeks, and they were complaining about all the planning, and I'm like, and I looked at her, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going on vacation for 3 or 4 weeks. This is first world problems. And we kind of joked about it, but she was like, oh yeah, okay, you're right. But the point of the matter is, I think what's most important is understanding, if you want to be rich, it's not about desiring to be rich. It's understanding that you are already rich. The fact that you can, the fact that you're on this show, if you're listening to this podcast through a device, a phone, you're rich. The fact that you can afford a phone, the fact that you can afford a computer, or you can download onto an iPad or whatever, you're rich. You're starting way above the basement. Some people don't start at zero, or even far deeper than the basement, and start in debt. Are born with struggle. Aren't born with a silver spoon in their hands, right? And I think what's the most important, I think three of the most important things to understand that you're already filthy rich is an understanding that. Is gratitude. And Queen Bee said gratitude is the most important thing. It's so important. Gratitude, when you take an attitude of gratitude, you already know, you basically take a stance, an emotional stance of plentitude, that there's more than enough to go around. That when I'm in my meditation and prayer every single morning, I spend probably 10, 15 minutes talking about how wonderful my life is and how blessed my life is, from the house I live in to my wife, my kids, my friends, my family. My hands that I get to touch, my fingers I get to hold, my feet that I get to walk, my heart that beats 100,000 times a day, my gut that tells me about instinctually, intuitively what's right and what's wrong, my gut, my kidneys, my livers, my lungs that cleanse and purify, my eyes that I get to see, my ears that I get to hear, my mouth that I get to taste and speak, my nose I get to smell, my skin I get to feel. That I get to feel the sun, I get to take a warm or cold shower at any time of the day, that I get to be on this podcast, that I get to have so many friends, I get to speak what I truly believe in and impact people that are on this show on a consistent basis, whether it's 1 or 1 million people. The fact that there's lights and electricity and internet, the fact that I've got clothes to wear, socks, underwear, whatever, I've got water, I've got a fridge, I've got a freezer, I've got filtered water, I've got a bathroom to, I got a shower, I got toilet paper and Kleenex and towels. I mean, I go off on a rant. That's just a small version. I literally get so intensely to the point almost I get teary-eyed. And that teaches my brain. That teaches that there's so much in my life. I have so much to be thankful for. What, you know, Tony Robbins talks about how what's wrong is always available, but so is what's right. What's scarce is always available, but so is what's abundant in your life. It depends on where you put your focus and where your attention is. Because the reality is if you focus on, there's not enough money to go around, then you have a scarcity mentality. But if you say there's always money to be made, opportunities are opening. Like one of my fundamental beliefs about life is, as one door closes, four doors open. That's my belief. As an example in my business, if one client leaves, then man, that opens the door to even more of my ability to reach more people. More opportunities will open, and I create those opportunities. I co-create those opportunities. That as one goes, it just means, hey, that person did it for whatever reason. I love them. I love them where they are. For whatever reason they're leaving, that's totally fine. And I'm going to serve at greater depths and greater levels. And I'm gonna continue to serve, continue to give, because the amount of potential and passion that I have for my life and to give to life is limitless. I truly believe that, like in my heart, gut of guts, like I live each day that I have limitless potential, that I am co-creating, that God is working in my life, and with God all things are possible. With God I can do all things, and that's totally my underlying belief. I truly live by that, and whether I can prove that or not, I don't know. I'm proving that with every word I say, with every thought I think, with every action I take. Now there are times I don't feel like it, I don't feel good, but still, even when I'm down, I'm still up. That's one of my original mentors used to say, you know what, when you're up, you're up, and even when you're down, you're still up. Because you're learning something. And you know, I said in the last podcast that, you know, your good weather makes you appreciate the lessons that you learn in bad weather. And when you're in bad weather, in a bad storm, it makes you appreciate the good times even more, with greater awareness. Because there's gonna be bad times, there's gonna be good times, great times, there's gonna be bad times, there's gonna be really horrible times too. There's gonna be periods of descent, and there's gonna be periods of ascent. The key is to understand there's opportunity in both phases. There's opportunity in winter, there's opportunity in summer. And there's abundance in every season of life, every stage of life. I truly believe that. From every book I've read about abundance, about success, about happiness, about spirituality, every biography I've read about people that had insurmountable, crazy odds that you thought was impossible, they broke through and they became much more loving as a result of their struggle, whether it be in the Holocaust or the Rwandan genocide or Nelson Mandela or a Gandhi or any woman or man that has made a huge impact on our society today by the way they lived, by the way they responded to adversity. Because with every adversity, there's an advantage. Every adversity says to you, problems are adversity and problems are a sign of life. You know, every challenge I turn into a charge, every obstacle, every calamity I turn into an opportunity. Every setback is Les Brown, I turn into a comeback. For every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every problem to a search for solution to make myself and the world better now. I am abundant, I am rich, and I'm giving of myself freely and copiously and endlessly because my life is rich, I am rich, the people around me are rich, and I'm gonna continue to give to the poor, to the struggling, to the people that feel like they have their life is worthless. And I'm gonna continue to feed, because the people that need to hear this most are the people that are struggling the most, right? And I have to say that, you know, Wayne Dyer said that too. He's like, the people that need to hear this stuff are the people that aren't listening to these programs, the people that aren't reading the books, people aren't attending the seminars, people aren't doing what's necessary to say enough is enough, there's got to be more than what I'm living right now. And to the people out there who are listening to this, you are rich. If you can see, you have rich. If you can drink water, you are rich. You know, I remember, it reminds me of a guy I went to go see speak. His name is Nick Wojcik. He's a Christian minister, born with no arms and no legs. I got to see this guy speak live, and he was demonstrating on stage. They kind of plunked him on a table, and he demonstrated how he took his one flipper, which was his leg or his arm, and he picked up a phone and he flipped it and he caught it with his shoulder, and then he kicked a soccer ball, and then they showed him swimming on a video, and he has this dream about driving. Maybe he's already driving one day. He was going to design a car that allowed him to drive without any arms and no legs. But the thing is, his limitations isn't built on and predicated on what he can do physically. It's in his mind, his mindset that said, I will find a way to make the most of my life because I'm rich, even though I don't have arms, even though I don't have legs. Another guy named Charlie Wiedemeyer was the, I think, the athlete of the decade back in the 1970s, and became the coach of the Las Goddess football school in California, and took that football team to the first state championship. And he did it all from his wheelchair because he was diagnosed with ALS. He could not move his arms or his legs. He couldn't even speak. All he could do is move his lips and turn his eyes a bit. And he would relay the instructions to his wife. By moving his lips, his wife would relay the instructions to the coaches. And from his wheelchair, he was able to help that team win a championship. He inspired these people to look beyond their limitations and look what into their potentials, into their own greatness. And he inspired those individuals. And so you too have that. You have greatness within you. You have richness and abundance within you. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you to own that. It's time for you to see that. So one of the things that I say about being rich, and I alluded to this earlier, is not just being grateful, but then taking what you're grateful about and then sharing it with others. Sharing that gratitude with others, calling somewhat and saying, you know what, I was in my meditation, I was praying today, I was thinking about you, and I just want to say I'm so grateful for you in my life. Make their life rich. Don't just talk about how your life is rich, but share your abundance with someone else by sending a voicemail or sending a video or an email, whatever it is, and literally spread all your love, spread all your, and give it away freely. Just keep on giving it away. And you'll know that you're rich. And the third way to do it is simply this: sharpen your skills. Whatever your skill set is, whatever gifts you've been given, get better at those skills. And the more you get better at this, you're going to start to feel this energy, this overflow of confidence, of power, and people are going to start to notice this energy exuding from you. It's going to be radiating from you. Like this, like it's almost like the sun is inside your heart, and it's this explosion of energy is pouring forth from you, overflowing from you, and being expressed through you. And you're going to start to inspire people, and then people are going to start to notice that, and then you're going to lift them up just by your example of sharpening your skills, growth, your heartfelt desire to want to give to the world and make the world better and inspire the world through your example, through your courage, through your discipline, and through your boldness. And I can tell you, those are three ways to be grateful, number one, to give that gratitude away, and to sharpen your own skills so you can be in a source of inspiration, not just look for inspiration, but be a source of inspiration, because you are rich, regardless of your bank account. Regardless of your bank account, your physical bank account on RBC or TD or whatever it is, you are rich. I mean, Cam even said it. The fact that you can drink water, every single moment he drinks water, he's like, man, this is beautiful. Every time I drink water, I'm like, my gosh, this is awesome. And I feel the energy of the water just like fill me up with energy. And once you know that, that state of fulfillment, of appreciation, of abundance, you'll start to attract more abundance in your life and you'll start to be a source of abundance. And man, you'll be magnetic. You'll be magnetic. Any thoughts there, Cam? I went off on a crazy tangent. I love this stuff, you know?
No, I love it. It's great. It's absolutely great. Mic drop. The only thing I could think about really is passion and how that is like passion is for me anyways, the energy that gets me to do everything. Yeah, is yeah. And passion to me, definition wise, would be like staying true to myself. Like passion is who I am, and when I let that passion out, it feels amazing. And so I don't know, I would get people to trust themselves more, trust their feelings more, and not run away from what feels bad, not necessarily that, but sort of I'm trying to word this. Basically, if it feels good, then it's an alignment with you, with your values, with your passions, with, I mean, to me, my belief, why you came here. And when I sit around and I'm grateful for water and the moon and the room I'm in and you and this podcast and everything, it's in alignment with me because it feels right. That feels right. I mean, you've said so many times that love deep down is what all of us have inside, you know, and how when you share that, like you said earlier, it doesn't only make you rich, it makes the other person rich, but at the same time it makes you rich as well, because giving is receiving.
Yes, that is the key. Totally. That is the, you know what, I appreciate making that point, because when you give of yourself, what you say to basically how you, what you communicate to your mind and your psyche is that giving of yourself, because if you keep it for yourself, what you're training is that there's only so much, but when you give of yourself freely and copiously and endlessly every single day, you're training your brain that there's more than enough. There's infinite amounts. There's endless amounts of abundance to give, and you're just going to continue giving. That's how I live literally every single day. Like, I just go out and just serve people and love people. I just want to continue giving that, the best of me, regardless of what I get in return in terms of monetary value. Honestly, I treat my business differently at some level. Yes, of course, I got to feed my family, of course. But when it comes to just everyday life, like when I'm on the mic at church and I'm playing the piano, I'm singing my heart and soul out, the best compliment is, man, the way you sang that song, it literally just opened my heart to the wisdom of what you were singing. And I'm like, wow, that alone, I just want to sing love into people's minds and bodies. Just whatever your interpretation of God is, whether you believe in it or not, I just want to continue to infuse people with tons of love, regardless of your religious, spiritual beliefs or whatever it is. I really don't care. You're human, you're here, you're a child of love, and you know what? I'm here to treat you like that. Now, at times, do I go off the course? Of course, I'm human too. I have to understand that and honor that too. But every day I know that I am rich, I've got talent, I've got gifts, and I continue to make them grow, continue to share it, continue to every single day to give it all away as much as I can each day. And you know, one of the fundamental things that I do on a daily basis too is that when I'm envisioning what I want to create and who I want to be and what I want to design, what I want to manifest, I think of it not just as a real and present moment, as if I've achieved it, which is a very important part of manifesting what it is you'd want to desire, whether it be money or a job or a relationship, whatever it is, understanding what do I want this day to be like? What's the result? Like, what would have to happen? What would I need to do in order to make this day absolutely amazing and abundant for myself and for my family, and my clients? What would I need to do? What do I need to do? What's the result I'm after? And when I ask myself that question, I think, I want to connect with my wife more. I want to be able to be childlike and playful with my kids and really let them know that I love them deeper and deeper every single day. I want to be able to feed my body the right amounts of nutritional food so I can pour, be a vessel, an instrument, so that all that energy and passion can flow. I want to be able to communicate with wisdom and passion and purpose and power on this podcast. Whoever's listening to this, I literally, before I go on the show, as I kind of close my eyes and I just say, may whoever listening to this receive whatever it is they need through me. Not because of me, but through me, whether it be divine, spiritual guidance, whatever it is. But I'm always at, what do I want to create in this moment, in this day? And if you ask yourself that question, you understand that you'll know that you are the creator. You are the author. You're the director of your movie, and you decide whether your life is going to be a smash box office hit or a flop, as Les Brown said, right? So the key is to understand that you are creating and designing your movie. You are designing and authoring and writing your book. So you either rip out that page that you just wrote yesterday, know that yesterday did certainly end last night, and you start writing a new chapter in your life because you are the script writer, and understand that you have the power and the energy and the talent. You are gifted, man. If I did not believe this, I would not be on this show. And part of the reason why I get so amped up by this is because I know what it feels like to be in the low end of things. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to lose. I know what it feels like to fail. I know what it feels like that, like, where am I going? The uncertainty of going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? I know what that feels like. I do. And it's scary as hell. It is. But know that within you, there's another power. Courage, love, passion, and drive and energy that you can convert that pain into drive. You can convert that pain into courage. That courage muscle does not get stronger by facing things that are small and easy. Courage muscle gets strong when you face what's in front of you, your fears, your uncertainties, your doubts. That fear is an invitation for you to step up and go after what you really want. So thank you guys for joining us today. You are rich. You are filthy rich. You are abundant. You are abundantly blessed. The fact that you are my friend, if you're listening to the show, you're my friend. And because you're my friend, I'm abundant. I'm rich because you and I have a relationship. Even though I don't know you, most of the people that listen to the show on Instagram or Facebook or whomever, I get messages all the time going, thank you for that show. Oh man, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm like, man, I'm rich because of that person. And they're rich because of me. And together we can rich, and then we can make the whole world rich. So God bless you guys. So thank you for joining us on the show. Any last words there, Cam?
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Oh, yes. Speak it to me, guys. So thank you for joining us on the show. If you love this podcast, please join us on iTunes. Subscribe. And you guys can get every video that Cam puts up on iTunes. Subscribe on YouTube, on whatever. Leave a comment or ask a question. We'd love to hear from you. It is an absolute pleasure. As I said, I'm just so blessed to be on the show and be able to do this on a daily basis and do what I love and impact people's lives. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you about any transformations or insights or aha moments that you may have gained over the past episodes or whatever. If there's an insight, share it, please. I'd love to hear from you guys. God bless you guys. To your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. All the best, guys. God bless.